Henry Osawa Tanner, Christ and His Disciples on the Sea of Galilee. One day in Philadelphia in 1872, I was walking through Fairmount Park with my father. I was entranced by seeing a painter at work on a landscape. I decided to become an artist on the spot. I bought brushes and paint and went to paint in the park the very next day. As a teenager, I was determined to become America's great marine painter, depicting seascapes like the ones I'd seen in Earl's Gallery and Bailey's Jewelry Store on Chestnut Street. In 1879, I began my formal training at Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts. There, I received some of the best advice I'd ever had from my instructor, Mr. Thomas Eakins. I had made a study that was not altogether bad. Indeed, I think it was the best thing I'd done up until that time. He encouraged me to go on with it, but I was so afraid to destroy what I'd done that I really did nothing the rest of the week. He was disgusted and said, "Get it better or get it worse. No middle ground compromise." This advice helped me ever since. Mediocrity is the foe of real excellence. After a few years of trying to build my career in Pennsylvania and Georgia, I found that I could not fight prejudice and paint at the same time, so I decided to study in Europe. In Paris, there's a breadth, a generosity, an absolute cosmopolitanism in her recognition of the fine arts, which bars no nationality, no race, no school, or variation of artistic methods. All Paris asks is that art shall be true. In other words, that it shall set forth life. The condition of racial prejudice had driven me out of my country, and while I cannot sing our national hymn, still, deep in my heart, I love it and am sometimes sad that I cannot live where my heart is. In the 1890s, I began painting interpretations of biblical episodes, and they were highly received. My recognition in the Paris salons gave me the courage to continue to pursue ambitious works. My effort has been not only to put the biblical incidents in original setting, but at the same time to give the human touch, which makes the whole world kin. I want to present the simple domestic side of biblical personages. Many painters of religious subjects forget that their pictures should be as much works of art as are other paintings with less holy subjects. The design and color in my paintings are carefully thought out as if the subjects had only these qualities. It is not by accident that I have chosen to become a religious painter. I have no doubt an inheritance of religious feeling. My father was a bishop in the African Methodist Episcopal Church, and for this I am glad. But I have also decided to paint religious themes due to my own convictions. My art conveys what I want to tell to my own generation and leave to the future.